You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
A meditation is the end of Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The psalm ends reflecting on the resulting joy and life that we find in getting to see God. Today's passage starts recognizing that our God is a God that makes known the path that he's set before us, that he's not a God who desires to keep it hidden from us, but actively reveals it. Wherever he is, there is the fullness of joy. Everything that we take joy in this world has him as its source. The joy of family or friends, the joy of accomplishing challenging tasks, the joy of creating things that are beautiful and true, all of these things have the God of the universe as the source of their joy. When we live at his right hand, we will find pleasures immediately in this life, but we'll also continue to find it forever when we're with him in heaven. This is a fitting conclusion to this psalm because it focuses on the conclusion or the end goal of human life, that is to live in perfect communion with the God of all creation forever. For your meditation, ask, what paths of life does Jesus have you on right now? What does the fullness of joy look like for you? What do you imagine it to be like in the kingdom? What pleasures do you find in living for Christ? Let us pray this passage as a way to fix our gaze on heaven, to prepare our lives for living in the presence of the fullness of joy and pleasures evermore.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.